morning. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. This is the public hearing on the budgets of the Texas Savings and Mortgage Lending Department, the Office of the Consumer Credit Commissioner, and the Department of Banking. My name is Charles Cooper, and I am the Executive Director of the Texas Finance Commission, and I am the Commissioner of the Texas Department of Banking. I call this meeting to order. This morning, our three agencies will present our fiscal 2020 budgets. These budgets have been posted on the Finance Commission website. Each agency will be going over its budget individually. If anyone in the audience wishes to make a comment or ask a question, you can do so at the conclusion of each agency's presentation. And if you wish to make a comment or ask a question, please fill out the witness card over there on the table. The first agency to present will be the Texas Savings and Mortgage Lending Department. Commissioner Jones.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper. I have some general comments to make, and then Antonia Antoff will go through specifics of the proposed budget. The budget was developed following SML's policies and resulted in a proposed budget that takes into account our vision, our mission, and short and long-term goals. It also includes, we included in our budgeting process, targeting for specific results and outcomes. The budget provides incentives to employees in order to promote wellness, work satisfaction, and professional development. And we do include the entire management team in this process, as well as other staff as needed. The proposed budget provides for a 2.8% decrease in revenue and a 2.4% decrease of expenditures compared to the budget approved for fiscal year 19. The proposed staff count for fiscal year 20 is 58. This is two less than was approved last year. One administrative support position and one financial examiner position are vacant, and we do not intend to fill those. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Antonia for specifics on the proposed budget.
Thank you. Antonia Antoff, Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. Our revenue section, as Commissioner Jones mentioned, is the total is 2.8% decrease from the prior budget. Our licensing revenues have been budgeted to be 10% lower than prior year budget due to slight decrease in our individual RMLO licensing activity. In fiscal year 2020, we are not proposing any changes to the licensing fees. The collected mortgage revenues will be sufficient to cover the total cost of the industry's regulation. Food thrift revenues, we're budgeting to collect 2.7% more than budgeted in prior year due to expected growth in some of the markets that our savings banks operate. In fiscal year 2020, we will assess at 100% of our approved maximum rates in four equal installments. The collected thrift revenues will be sufficient to cover the total cost of the industry's regulation. In fiscal year 20, we have budgeted $0 for penalties, so that no part of our operating budget hinges on the amount of assessed and collected penalties. For depository interest, we have budgeted an increase over prior year budgeted amounts based on actual amounts received during fiscal year 19. All of our funds are held in safekeeping trust, and the depositor interest is collected from overnight repurchase agreements. On the expenditure side, our personnel costs category represents 67% of the total expenditure budget. Amounts, budgeted for salaries and other personnel costs are 3.3% lower than budgeted for last year, because fiscal year 19 budget included $148,000 for retention bonuses. The budget provides for merit increases and promotions for multiple employees in an effort to reward good performance, remain competitive with state and federal counterparts, and encourage staff retention. The stability of our staff benefits the industry in both retained knowledge of departmental statutes, rules, and procedures, and also of specific regulated entities and their management. We're budgeting 1% less for travel expenditures than prior budget based on lower actual expenditures for fiscal year 19. The amount budgeted for professional fees and services is 4.7% higher than prior budget due to increased amount for legal services provided by Attorney General's office. The department's other operating expenditures have been budgeted at 6.1%, or about $20,000 higher than last year. The increase is mostly due to an increase of our information technology costs. During fiscal year 20, we have budgeted for a scheduled replacement of computers for our field staff, as well as additional purchases of hardware and software. The fiscal year 20 employee benefits are decreasing 1.1%, in line with the reduction of our staff count. In conclusion, at the end of fiscal year 20, we expect to have a deficit of $447,000 that will be covered by existing cash reserves.
Does anyone have any questions for me or for Antonia? In that case, that concludes our budget presentation.
Okay, thank you. Now the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper. For the record, my name is Leslie Pettijohn, and I'll be presenting the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner budget today with Christina Quayer-Hope. She'll be presenting as well. At this public budget hearing today, the OCCC is presenting its proposed budget of $8,999,941 for fiscal year 20 for comment and input by interested stakeholders and the public. This budget request is for 87 full-time equivalent employees, which is a decrease of four full-time equivalent employees from the FY19 approved budget. Our overall budget amounts to a 6.62% decrease from the budget in fiscal year 19. That is a little more in line with some actual expenditures as well as some planned procurements, which we'll talk about later. But key budget drivers in this proposed budget continue to be our industry market adjustments, our staffing stability, our examination travel requirements, and our information technology and cybersecurity needs. I'll speak a minute about some of the industry market adjustments and the effect on our industry, and then I'll turn it over to Christina. So key industries under the purview of the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner have continued to show dynamic changes over the last few years, and those are expected to continue, including we see a fair amount of turnover within the industries. We still see a modest overall growth. Some markets are contracting a little bit. Some are demonstrating a few stronger growth trends, but there's still quite a bit of acquisition and replacement that happens within the markets. The fiscal year 20 budget continues those assumptions and is based on an overall conservatively estimated continued growth rate. It's right about a half of 1% is really what we're seeing of the licensed market, which I think is generally consistent with sort of the economic trends that we've seen and the overall economic outlook for growth of the state. And again, it's consistent with recent experience. The Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner continues to right-size its workforce with respect to its regulated population. We've gained efficiencies in our examination process through the retention and development of examiner resources, use of new risk-based scheduling tools and other technology tools. Through these durable increases in efficiencies, we've been able to propose a reduction of four examiner positions, which still adequately supports our necessary compliance responsibilities. Modeling on our proposed budget supports a performance target of 4,000 compliance exams, which is just a small reduction of 5% from the prior year. And that's, you know, assuming the reduction of the examiner position. And this contemplates the effects of our extended use of training resources, our targeted enterprise level examinations, some realignment of our regional work distribution and its effect on overall production, along with a sharper focus on our performance evaluation, goal setting, and compensation management. As we look at the overall effect of this budget on our licensees, the proposed budget continues to anticipate discounts from the maximum assessment rates. The assessment rates and the discount rates are projected to remain the same as the fiscal year 19 rate, so no change in those rates for the industries. We have evaluated the revenue projections, as we see here, across the various market segments in relationship to the resource requirements of these market segments, and we believe that the proposed budget fairly allocates the resources among the various market segments. The fiscal year 20 budget has one really distinct exception that we need to point out, though, and that there's is a pretty strong reduction in revenue because of the effect of the renewals for motor vehicle sales finance. The Finance Commission will be hearing a proposed rule action that staff is recommending later this week that would defer these renewals. The renewal deferral will result in a 15-month license term this particular cycle and will change the motor vehicle renewals from July to October. So the effect on the budget is a fairly significant decline in revenue for fiscal year 20, but it's really a temporary effect for 20, and it's really only a timing shift of 3 months. So we'll be funding, we just went through renewals, so there'll be reserves that we'll use to fund that. But that'll better align the budget with the fiscal year cycle, and I think we'll have a much better effect on the overall agency's financial statement, and I think the industry will be able to accommodate that well, too. And anyway, so that's proposed in the budget. And with there, let me turn it over to Christina to talk about some of the remaining issues in the budget.
Okay. Our staffing stability. The proposed budget will provide the resources necessary to implement a staffing plan that enables the OCCC to meet its expected workload and performance targets and attempts to optimize the examination coverage at a level that focuses on improving compliance through efficiency and risk profiling. Salaries and associated personnel benefits in the proposed amount to 81% of the total budget, with travel comprising an additional 8.6%. The proposed salary budget funds the examiner career ladder with 13 planned promotions and other competitive actions designed for retention and increased tenure. Information technology. The proposed budget funds the operations and maintenance for the cloud-based regulatory platform, ALEX, and also includes some additional development work to further enhance and refine ALEX. In addition, it expands the contract for management services through DIR. It also includes an amount procurement of IT equipment in accordance with the agency's regular replacement schedule, along with about $22,000 for new cybersecurity improvements through hardware and software. Further key items in the expenditure budget include travel expenditures for non-out-of-state examination travel, which are estimated at $769,500. This estimate is a 10.8% decrease from the budget in fiscal year 19. This decrease reflects the reduction of FTEs within the exam department. This reduction also includes minimizing mileage costs in town by proximity, allowing examiners to be scheduled by licensee location. In addition, the Dallas-Houston region will be traveling out of town 25% of the time instead of 50%. Professional fees are estimated at $250,000, which is an increase of 25.2% over the fiscal year 19 budget. This increase includes $50,000 for Attorney General contract, $11,000 for the State Office of Administrative Hearing, auditor fees, IT professional fees, and temporary staffing services for an imaging project. Other operating expenses are budgeted at $491,000, which is about a 12.4% decrease over the fiscal year 19 budget. Larger items within the classification include online payment fees and IT maintenance costs, both which have been increasing. Benefits are estimated at $1.8 million, which is a decrease of 9.2% of the budget amount for fiscal year 19. Projected amount is forecasted based upon an estimated personnel cost and benefit factor of 30% and retiree insurance cost of $229,500. Capital expenditures consist primarily of computers and information technology hardware that are part of the agency regular replacement schedule. Fund balance. The proposed budget includes a deficit of revenues over expenditures. It assumes the adoption of the proposed rule modifying the renewal cycle for motor vehicle sales finance licenses. The agency anticipates 8 months of liquidity for operating expenses at the end of fiscal year 19 and 3.8 months of liquidity for operating expenses at the end of fiscal year 20. At the end of third quarter fiscal year 19, the liquidity level for operating expenses was 5.17 months. And my name is Christina Quire. I'm the county manager for the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner.
Thank you, Christina. That concludes the agency's presentation on the budget, and we'd be happy to entertain any comments or questions if there are any.
Any questions or comments from the audience? Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper.
Thank you, Christina. So for the Texas Department of Banking, I'm going to make some opening comments and then turn it over to Sammy Chadley, our Director of Administrative Services, for more detail. Our stated goal for many years now has been to keep our compensation for our personnel in the Financial Examiner Series competitive with their counterparts in the FDIC. Specifically, our stated goal is to be at least within 95% of FDIC. Over the last few years, we have made adjustments to meet this goal. In this budget, we are proposing to increase salaries an average of 3.67%. The range of this is from 3% to 5%, depending on the individual's grade level. Also, I want to point out that this increased proposal includes all personnel. Before taking into consideration the salary increase, our proposed budget is slightly less than the budget for 2019. It's some 43 basis points less than 2019. But when you include the salary increase, our proposed budget increase is 2.58%. So, Sammy, if you'll go over the budget in more details, please.
Sure. Sammy Chadley, Department of Banking. So basically, in our budget process, each divisional area was tasked with creating their budget using historical, current, and forecast information and incorporating the strategic plan initiatives and agency priorities developed for fiscal year 2020. Then each cost center, the cost centers for each industry were reviewed to make sure each industry is covering its related costs. The budget is based on the department conducting 825 examinations, processing approximately 311 applications, notices, and filings, and resolving 370 complaints. Our proposed 2020 budget has revenues projected at $29.6 million. This does not include $3.1 million in bank assessments that are not expected to be assessed to operate the department. This assessment reduction will allow the agency to cover expected expenditures of $29.6 million with no additional contribution to our cash balance for 2020. So basically, it's a break-even budget, proposed budget. Our assessments are approximately 89% of our revenues. In our budget review process and in accordance with Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 7, Section 3.36E, we have determined that our current assessments for the bank and trust area will cover this budget request. Going to go over a couple of expenditure items. So basically, our salaries is our major expenditure category and accounts for most of the budget increase. Total salaries are estimated at $19.3 million and employee benefits at $5.8 million. That accounts for 85% of our total budget request. Our staffing increased by four positions from 190 to 194. This increase includes two IT examination specialists, one network administrator, and one administrative position. Next, I'm going to talk about the professional fees. They decreased by $96,000. From 2019 due to a specialized training that was completed in 2019 and we will not be doing in 2020. Also, we have, last year we had some contract programmers that we used that we're not gonna be using this year. We actually hired those programmers and we have a lower architect fees budgeted. Our consumable supplies increased by $153,000 in 2020 as compared to 2019. And that is mainly due to the purchase of 60 new laptops and related accessories as compared to six laptops in 2019. We do have a four-year replacement cycle for computers that we follow. Telephone decreased by $34,000 as last year's budget included migration to voice over IP for headquarters and all four regional offices. That migration is fully completed. Below the line items, we have our benefits. Basically, we, based on our projections, there we have 28.7% of the salaries in this budget are for benefits, and then we add the 1.5% mandated by the legislature for healthcare and retirement contributions. Lastly, I'm going to talk about the cash position. This year in 2019, we forgave $3.9 million in assessments as we continuously manage our cash balance growth for compliance with our liquidity policy. Our anticipated unreserved cash balance for fiscal year end for 2019 is estimated to be approximately $6 million, or roughly 2.5 months of the 2020 budget. The 2020 budget keeps that unreserved cash balance within 2 to 6 months as prescribed by our liquidity policy. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the audience about the Department of Banking budget? Okay, thank you, Sammy.
Thanks.
Okay, so having gone over the budgets for the three agencies, our business for this meeting is concluded. Time now is 10:21.